certify the presence. Secretary, close the roll. All members are voting.
The roll shows 14 senators present this morning.
We have an invocation. Rabbi Plotkin, it's good to have you with us this morning.
Let us pray. O Lord, our God, who's granted us life, sustained us, and permitted us to celebrate this joyous St. Valentine's Day, we pray that you bless us so that we may be better able to share in our love with our brothers and sisters. But what the world desperately needs now is more love, sweet love. Amen.
Amen. Without objection, Senator?
President, I move an amendment.
It's consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Without objection, that is so ordered. Do we have a certification of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the...
Here we go.
26th, 27th, and 28th Legislative Day and Senate Supplement Number 3 and 4.
President, I move that the journals for the 26th, 27th, and 28th legislative days and Senate Supplemental Number 3 and 4 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would like to ask unanimous consent that I be shown as present and extend my apologies to my good father here for not being present for his prayer.
Senator Fisher, Senator Strzelczyk.
The same for Senator
Strzelczyk. They are present. The reason we came to order so quickly is, of course, the courtesy to Senator Murkowski and his joint session. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move that the calendar be held over one legislative day.
No objection, so ordered. Are there guests for induction? Are there? You have the floor, Senator Murkowski.
Mr. President, I have two constituents and friends of mine in the far gallery. Basil Hendrick, who's the director of the University Museum in Fairbanks. And Barry McWayne, who is a photographer at the university and always also a member of our symphony. Welcome.
Senator Ray?
Well, Mr. President, because of the difference in the time or the closeness of the time, now I know that Senator Fakes is here, and I know that Senator Rohde is here, and I know Senator Sackett is here. I don't know if it's in order or not, but I would... move that the roll call be expunged and all senators be shown as present.
I don't know if we can do that.
Okay.
I wish no Senator Kelly has come. I would rule that motion out of order.
Okay.
Although I think courtesy is right. Are there messages from the governor? There are none.
There are none.
There are no messages from the House. We will go now to reports of standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, proposal by Congress from an Equal Rights Amendment, and the majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed by Senator Joseph Chairman, concurring Senator Vic Fisher and Senator Moss. Senator Paul Fisher signed do not pass, Senator Halford signed do not pass unless amended. SJR 1 has a further referral to judiciary. The resources...
Senator Joseph.
There are narrative reports of the majority and... minority report by Paul Fisher, Senator Paul Fisher. I wish them in the supplemental journal for the benefit of the Senate.
Objection, sorry.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 7 opposing the imposition of a halibut moratorium and the establishment of a share system for halibut in Alaska and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Ziegler, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, and Paul Fisher. SJR 7 has no further referral. The Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 10, requesting rejection and renegotiation of the proposed United States-Canada Salmon Interception Treaty. And a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass. Signed Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Ziegler, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, and Paul Fisher. SJR number 10 has no further referral.
Rose, money,
the Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 105, amending an appropriation made in Chapter 90, Session Laws 1981, making an appropriation to the Alaska Power Authority for the Snohomish Power Project, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Senator Sackett, co-chairman, signed no recommendations. Senator Fisher signed no recommendations. Signing do pass were Senators Mulcahy, Bennett, Fakes, Josephson, and Ferguson. SB 105 has no further referral. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
One bill for reading and reference.
Senate Bill number 124 by Senator Moss, an act amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, ASO 310, and providing for an effective date. That is the only bill.
There is no unfinished business. Are there announcements for meeting?
A reminder of the Resources Committee meeting in Butterbridge, one room at 1:30, and again at 3 in the belt.
Further committee meeting, Senator Ferguson.
Senate Committee on Regional Affairs Committee will be meeting tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the Butterbridge room, and we'll take up Senate Bill 1.
On the right.
Judiciary Committee will meet the votes for 1:30.
Judiciary, are there further announcements of committee meetings? Are there items under special orders this morning? We'll come back to a skeleton session for adjournment. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move that we recess the joint session if the House immediately upon that recess. Mm-hmm.
Previous to the recess motion, Senator Sackett, is here, please note, we are recessed. Rules chairperson.
Mr. President, may I be counted as present earlier, please? I was in a meeting and just didn't make it here on time.
Yes. No objections. You are present. No.
Senator Rohde might like to be shown as president also. Thank you. You weren't here. You weren't here the first time.
No. Thank you, President. Senator Ray.
We have no other business, Mr. President. I move that we stand adjourned until Tuesday, February 15th, 10 a.m.